You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 7th day of March, year of our Lord, 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day, I want you to be sure you check your fuel storage, gasoline, diesel, propane. Make sure it's all properly topped off, that it's safely stored, and that in the case of diesel and gasoline, of course, you have the proper additives in there to keep it from going bad. AMSOIL makes a great one. We'll get the AMSOIL link back up on my website soon. Another excellent one is PRIG. That's Papa Romeo India. G for golf, for gasoline, and PRID for diesel. We have patient waiting to green with my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is a proprietor of Gold Wealth Financial. That website is goldwealthfinancial.com. We're going to talk about investments, we're going to talk about gold and silver coins, gold and silver bullion, and how to safely invest in these items. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, sir.
Steve, I don't believe you and I have ever talked about the stock market crash of 2008, have we, sir?
Not that I can remember.
Okay. I need to check with my webmaster to see if we can get the audio back up. It may already be there. Steve, I had a Sunday show back in 2008 here on Republic Broadcasting Sunday afternoon. The last Sunday of June 2008, I issued a warning, and it's archived so anybody can listen to it. All my listeners, sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September because it is soon to happen worldwide crash the stock and bond market. That's what I did.
Wow.
And how about that? Now,
yeah.
I don't have a crystal ball, Steve. What I did was repeat a warning issued by a bank to their own customers, a bank that I believe they're, if I'm not mistaken, I'll have to look this up, the Royal Bank of Scotland, which is 300 years old, they issued this warning to their own customers, and I managed to get my hands on it, and I repeated it to all our people. And of course, anybody who paid heed would be, you know, out in time. And those who did not, well, they paid a heavy price, didn't they, sir?
Sure did.
Now, Steve, to issue a warning like that, now, a bank that's centuries old, you think they get their news for their customers from the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times? You're laughing. Of course not.
No.
Their client list includes royalty, old money, money that's been in families for many centuries, and of course they have contacts within governments and contacts within very privileged parts of our economy. So they weren't making a prediction based on some kind of news report. They knew what was going to happen. They knew when it was going to happen. They knew why it was going to happen. And they warned their people, giving a very precise timeline. You could not do this unless this was planned in advance. Could you, Steve?
No. You know, that's funny that you say that. I talk about that with a lot of people. You know, we go back to that crash and how the government bailed everybody out. You know, the government doesn't want to see everybody fail again. So now their inside source is, I think, the government. I think the government is telling them, hey, prepare for this. You know, we're about to see another, you know, massive crash, and you're starting to see banks like Chase buy physical metal by the pallets. And they're buying silver like crazy. So, you know, I wonder where they're getting their news right now.
Well, the Royal Bank of Scotland was founded in 1727. I've talked to, you know, I'm a baby boomer, and many, many tens of thousands of baby boomers were completely or partly wiped out because they had savings tied up in stock market-related investments. If they did it before, why wouldn't they do it again, Steve?
You know, that's one thing that I stress to people, that we repeat ourselves over and over and over. We seem to never learn lessons. And, you know, this is something that we can't find a solution for because we're not on a gold standard. So we keep using the fiat currencies that are made of nothing, that, you know, aren't tied to anything, and it's going to fail. And the more issues that we have as a nation or in the world, you know, these things with North Korea, you know, and Russia and China, and, you know, now the BRICS Bank just finally announced they're starting to do loans. And they're starting to make this a bigger deal, and they're starting to issue bonds down in South Africa. I mean, this is big news. Everybody's moving far away from the U.S. dollar as they possibly
can. Right. Well, the Royal Bank of Scotland, in 8 years, they finished their third century of being a bank and start their fourth century of being a bank. You know, I was in Prague, Czech Republic. I walked past a tavern. I didn't have time to go inside. The doorway was camped about my chin, by the way. A tavern has been serving patrons since before Christopher Columbus came here. We don't know what old is until we get to Europe. We really don't have any concept of what old is, on one hand. On the other, we need to pay heed to history. Americans don't do that. Americans are terribly ignorant of history, even fairly recent history. And the rest of the world is not. The rest of the world is very cognizant of their own history, of world history, of how things are connected. And that's why when you leave the United States, you find it quite common for even people of very light means, very conservative means, that don't have a lot of financial wherewithal, you even find people in remote villages all over Europe and rest of the world that have gold and silver coins, don't you, sir?
Absolutely, that's very true. You know, people don't realize, just like you just said, the history of Europe and the rest of the world is so much longer than ours. And you can look back and find so many different crashes and, you know, instances where we should have learned from mistakes. And you know, like the Weimar situation, Weimar Germany, their collapse where people were running with wheelbarrows full of cash. Well, we seem to never learn from these mistakes, and we just keep on going.
Exactly. And it's the same things happening in Venezuela right now. We saw this happen in Zimbabwe. The we had somebody finally take over Zimbabwe that was tired of seeing their country, because Zimbabwe, which was a very prosperous country before the communists took over and implemented their socialist ideas, was a prosperous food exporting country. Now they can't even grow enough food to feed their own people. There's no, you know, Moses came off the mountain with 10 commandments. There was no 11th commandment the United States of America will never fail, was there?
No, there sure wasn't.
No, not at all. Not even close. Countries come and countries go.
Yep.
Pay for money comes, pay for money goes. I love my country, but the numbers don't work. We're up to the national debt, what, $22 trillion now, I believe? Steve?
Yep. Yeah, I think we're just shy of 23 now.
It's breathtaking. It's absolutely, these numbers just, it's hard to wrap my brain around numbers that big. I've seen, and I'm sure you've seen the illustrations of how many four foot by four foot pallets of shrink wrapped $100 bills.
Oh, yeah.
That would be, and it's just, these are amazing graphics.
Yeah. You know, I mean, people don't realize what trillion means. I mean, you got to really wrap your mind around how many bills and how much of what the number trillion really represents. It's enormous. You know, you can't even fathom how much money that is. And when you think about, you know, we're over $22 trillion in debt, and there's no way to pay this back. You know, and all we keep doing is printing money, but we're not even, in essence, printing money anymore. Now we're just creating digital currency inside a computer system, because there's not enough paper to go around in the world to even to make $22 trillion in debt, which is the funny thing about this. So now we're just adding zeros to a bank account to make it bigger and bigger, and it's a joke. It's one massive Ponzi scheme.
It is. Well, we can't change what goes on at that level. We can attempt to learn to elect good people to Congress and the United States Senate. Of course, we do that, but it would be prudent to take charge of our own security, of our family's future, and start buying gold and silver coins. And the way to do that, ladies and gentlemen, is to contact Steve Hunt at Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. And when you do that, start out by getting the free Rookie Mistakes Guide, the free report. If you have internet access, you can get it right there at goldwealthfinancial.com. If you don't, and I know many of my listeners don't have internet access, just give them a call. They'd be glad to drop a beautiful copy in the mail to you. It's full color, ink on paper. Steve's phone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve, I recently found out that a friend of my wife, she's recently widowed, that her husband was buying gold and silver coins, and they kept them in a safe behind a secret wall in their home. That's where they're still stored. She wants to liquidate some of those assets, and I've given her your name and phone number. I don't know if she's contacted you yet, but she will be, as to how to properly and safely do this. And you do help people that are kind of befuddled about how to do this, don't you, Steve?
We sure do. You know, it's funny you even mentioned that. We had someone contact us this week, and they had done an IRA, and the metals that they had the original time they made their investment was perfect. And the company called them back less than 6 months later and said, oh, now there's something else you should buy. So they had them exchange those metals for another metal, and then they came here for, you know, another opinion before they did it. And, you know, there's so many different companies out there. You know, make sure everybody, you guys are doing your research, you know, whether you call me or not. The main thing you have to know is do your research about companies and read their reviews and make sure that who you're dealing with is a legitimate business, because this company, what they were trying to do to this poor lady was take her, she had $78,000 in silver, and they were trying to turn it into $30,000 worth of silver. And
really?
There's some very...
Well, there's about a $40,000 spread there. Where'd the $40,000 go?
What they did is they took her proof silver eagle coins and turned them into 2 ounce Canadian maple leaves, and they told her that they were rare and they were in
rare.
This intrinsic value, and that they were trying to sell them to her for double the spot price. And I won't mention the company because that's not who I am. But, you know, you really have to be careful with who you're dealing with. You know, one thing I like to do, and you know, I'll tell every listener now, if you own metal and you're curious about what you have and you want an honest opinion about what you have, call me. I'll let you know if you're in a good position. You know, if you make sure you haven't been bamboozled by somebody. There's even websites like NGC and PCGS. These are the national grading services for coins, and they keep values on their website. You know, and I can show you how to use it, and you can look up your own values of your coins. I mean, you really want to make sure that you're not being taken advantage of.
Well, I say again my question. What happened to the 40 grand difference?
Somebody made a lot of money.
There you go. I knew that would be your answer. I just wanted to emphasize that. Well, I believe it's called stirring the pot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's something that really, really aggravates me in this business because that's not what we're here for. You know, you're buying protection, you're buying insurance, and that's why you should be doing this. You know, and there's so many bad things going on, and I honestly do believe we're about to see a dollar drop by 50 to 70% in value. And, you know, this is no different than 1933. Just like we just talked about, we repeat ourselves all the time. So, you know, the reason why I got into this business is protection and insurance, making sure that your currency, you know, that what you have in the bank is going to be there when you need it. Now, that's why it's a retirement account. You want to make sure it's there when you retire. And giving away, you know, over half of your account is not very much protection.
Well, people that are in the stockbroker market, stockbrokers, they'll immediately respond, well, gold and silver doesn't pay interest. And my response is, well, neither does artwork or collectible automobiles or real estate. They don't pay interest either.
You know what else it doesn't pay? Gold and silver doesn't pay a monthly commission to a stockbroker, too.
That's true. But those other investments, artwork is very volatile, to say the least, and most of that value is based on faith and trust as opposed to something that's real and tangible. Real estate, you can't pick it up and take it with you, obviously. Other investments, collectible automobiles, antiques, antique furniture, they're large. They require very careful storage. You know, you can drop gold coins pretty much anywhere, and nothing's going to hurt them. Cold won't hurt them. Heat won't hurt them. Bugs aren't going to eat it. moisture isn't going to hurt it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Even if they're melted down, you still got a lump of gold that has value, right?
That's the key to this. You know, it's pretty indestructible. No, not even the economy can destroy it.
Exactly. Well, we're talking safety here. We're talking peace of mind. That first gold coin you take delivery of, that first bag of silver coins, you're going to look at that, you're going to pick it up and say, boy, that feels good. You're going to say, well, I'm glad I got that. You're going to say, now, I need to get this stuff stored away properly and safely. And privacy is the best security. The woman who I was talking about, I've known this woman for more than 30 years. I had no idea that her and her husband were buying these gold and silver coins. They just kept it very private. Their closest friends didn't know it. And that's the way it should be, right, Steve?
It is. You know, the funny thing that you just said is I have a lot of clients that go, oh, I have so many friends, and I'm going to refer so many people to you. You know, and I tell every single person, don't do that. You know, if you're telling people, oh, I got this guy that I buy gold from, they now know that you buy gold.
Exactly.
And that word spreads like wildfire. And, you know, I'm telling you,
even though, and you're right. And of course, as you know, Steve, I haven't been investigating crime since 1973. Even though the person you tell you would trust with your life, you don't know who they're talking to.
Exactly. Everybody likes to talk.
And,
you know, there's going to come a day, you know, and I think it's going to come sooner than people really expect, and that's unfortunate. But I think that there's going to be a collapse soon. And if a lot of people know that you have gold and silver, the first place they're going to go to survive is going to be your house.
Right.
So, you know, don't tell people.
That's right. Here's our break. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I know you've been investing in brass, ordnance, steel, and lead for years. It's time to move forward and also invest in gold and silver. Go to Steve's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, give him a call, and he'll mail you a copy of it. It's beautiful, 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve has put together a great team of men and women that really know their stuff, can help you learn about how to invest in gold and silver safely, economically, and do it the right way. You'll be very glad to work with Steve and his people. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 7th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm actively recruiting and hiring part-time marketing people. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Steve Hunt, proprietor of Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. If you don't have the free Rookie Mistakes Guide, it is free, a free report. You need to get your hands on it. You can get it right there at his website, free download at goldwealthfinancial.com. Or give him a call. He'd be glad to get a copy to you. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Well, Steve, it was a wake-up call for me as a young 20-year-old John Moore in Vietnam to find out that the poorest of the poor in Vietnam had some gold. Even if it was only gold teeth, which they would keep until they passed, and then the family would extract the gold teeth, and that would be the basis of the family having financial stability. This is a country where the per capita income was $10. That would be $10 a year, Steve, and they still had gold. It's so counterintuitive to Americans to think that they even need to do that, isn't it, Steve?
It is, unfortunately. You know, like I said, we've kind of brainwashed everybody to think that, you know, the stock market's the answer and the banks will give you money. But, you know, go to your bank and ask them for a jumbo loan today, or for a jumbo CD, rather. And that jumbo CD is paying 2.5%. You know, and 2.5% doesn't keep up with inflation.
Not even close.
You've got to find a way to wrap your mind around an alternative way of protection. You know, like you said before, all these other countries know about this. Everybody knows that gold's in, you know, insurance havens. You know, silver's a great way to use for bartering or you know, profit plays or whatever you want to do. You know, J.P. Morgan is using Chase, and since 2011, when Bear Stearns collapsed and they took over, you know, they've been storing silver at a panicking pace almost. They have over, this is a supposed report by CNBC, 133 million ounces of physical silver. I mean, that's an outstanding amount of silver. And this is a company that, you know, was saved by the U.S. government when they collapsed.
Right.
They still had their physical silver.
Right.
So
if
they know, if they're buying physical silver, shouldn't that tell you that, you know, they have enough inside information that something is about to happen?
Right, right. And I know some of these European central banks are attempting to repatriate gold that's held in this country. I don't know what the status of that is, but are they making any headway repatriating their own gold?
I've heard a lot of rumors about that, and unfortunately I haven't been able to validate any of the rumors yet. So.
And, of course, the Federal Reserve moved from New York, moved to Chicago. That's very telling, isn't it?
Yeah, the Federal Reserve is probably the most inconspicuous company ever. Nobody knows what's going on, what they have, why they're doing what they're doing. You know, someone really needs to crack that place open and see what's going on.
Well, don't hold your breath.
Yeah, I know.
Ron Paul attempted to get an accounting. There's never been an independent public accounting of what goes on there since they've been around
exactly.
For slightly more than a century. Well, we're not going to change that. What we can change is our own situation by contacting Steve Hunt, getting started, educate yourself, get a copy of the Rookie Mistakes Guide, educate yourself, and then start buying gold and silver coins a little at a time or a lot of the time. It's your choice. And you'll help Steve and his people. You'd be glad to help people educate them, get to know them, find out what their needs are, and then meet their needs. Right, Steve?
Absolutely, sir. We would love to help people. We know whether, you know, like I told you before, you start with $100 or you start with $100,000 or $1 million. It doesn't matter to us. You know, we're just trying to get people started, get them insurance, and learn more than anything, you know, what's going on.
And it's not just a beautiful website. It's a brick-and-mortar office that you can make an appointment and walk in the door and sit down at a real desk and talk to real people. This is not just somebody's fantasy business. It's a real business, isn't it, Steve?
You know, the funny thing is you actually have two listeners that are here in town that called us last week that are coming in this week. So, yeah, we sure
are. Well, I have listeners all over the planet. And I don't think the ones in North Korea are going to be coming anytime soon. They're intelligence agents. But
I don't think so.
Arizona is a vacation spot, and I think you'll probably meet some of my listeners while they're all traveling on vacation as we get into the warmer months here, Steve. And just give Steve a call, make sure he's there at the office or his people are there, and make an appointment, and you'll be welcome with open arms, won't you, Steve?
You sure will.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, we're about to have the music here. Look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir. Sure?
I do as well, sir. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you, Steve. We have a bottom of the hour break coming up here. And we'll have Tom Berryhill. We'll talk about my favorite product, Energy Cleaner. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 7th of March. We look forward to Tom Berryhill calling in at this time. Apparently, Tom has not yet called in. If he does, we will have him. In the meantime, my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you haven't been there in a few weeks, well, you haven't been there. You won't recognize it. My webmaster is learning. He's learning new things, working diligently, getting this website to be smartphone friendly. That's very important. So many people make use of their smartphones. We had to do this. We waited too long, quite frankly, but it's up and running, smartphone compatible. I just sent a couple of notes to my webmaster, Tim Spencer, to get some things updated. I want to get that archive back up. From June 2008, last Sunday, June 2008, when I issued a warning. Warning, warning. Sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September 2008 because of the soon-to-happen worldwide crash of the stock and bond market. So hopefully we'll get that back up soon, and you can listen to it and amaze your friends with the warning I gave out about what was about to happen. Of course, also on my website are the energy cleaners. And we're going to begin this discussion with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom. Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Okay, you're there. Good.
I was having trouble hearing you.
Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, you've probably heard, I know you keep somewhat with the news, that the mantra of the Democratic Party right now is Medicare for all. You've heard that, haven't you?
I have heard that, John. I don't know if they'll ever accomplish it. I don't think they will.
Well, it's, you know, when I was a boy, my parents were so proud that they had Blue Cross Blue Shield health insurance. There was no thought at all of the government of the United States of America being involved in people's private health care. None. That wasn't even a topic for discussion. So here we are in 2019, and people think it's the right thing and the proper thing for government to be involved in health care. But nobody asks the fundamental foundational question of, quote-unquote, what is health care? They just accept allopathic medicine, which is since about 1913 become what's called traditional medicine now, which it never was before 1913, and they accept that as being the right and proper way to stay healthy. Now, listeners to the John Moore Show, I would say the majority of them know better. They know that allopathic medicine is not healthy, doesn't cure hardly anything, and they're taking responsibility for their own health. Now, you've met many of my listeners, Tom. You've been to some of my meetups, and this is a very true statement that the listeners of the John Moore Show are independent thinkers, and they take charge of their own health, don't they, Tom?
Well, they really do, John, and they pay very close attention to alternative methods and things that will keep them healthy. The allopathic medical system is great if you have a broken bone, you have a trauma situation, but as to staying healthy, I don't think they have a clue.
No, they don't. Medical doctors, you know, men and women get involved in medicine. The overwhelming majority of them, whether it's to be a doctor or a nurse or some other healthcare professional, they do it for the right reasons. They want to help people. So they sign up for medical school. They're very bright men and women, and they go through all this training, and they can't help who they are because of they spent all this money, be trained to diagnose symptoms and then make symptoms go away with pharmaceutical products. They can't help it because that's all they know. Now, my friend Dr. Brent Caudill, who's had a regular hour on my show for quite a while, he doesn't have time right now. He's one of the few medical doctors that actually goes above and beyond medical school training and continues his education on his own. And very few doctors do this, don't they, Tom? Very few.
Yes, there are very few, John. I have met several medical doctors who do pay attention to alternative methods. I know one in particular personally who practices alternative healing methods, energy healing, in his practice, although he is a surgeon and he does have hospital privileges and can prescribe pharmaceutical products. Now, those are the things that he does as a last resort.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's important for people to understand this, to know it, and make it part of who they are. And give a look. If you don't trust allopathic medicine, which most of my listeners don't, you need to be looking at the Energy Cleaner. You seriously do. We are, every living thing, whether it's a tomato plant, a puppy dog, or a human being, is a electrical living being, aren't they, Tom?
Yes, they are. And, of course, we've talked many times about using the Energy Cleaner for your pets and also your garden. you have a greenhouse or a garden, it will definitely help with those applications. So anything that's a living being can take advantage of that energy signal that we use.
Absolutely. Well, everything's up and running. We had some issues with my website, Tom, on the energy cleaner part. My webmaster, Tim Spencer, got everything repaired. When you go to my website and you check it out, I'm going to do that right now. Go to John Moore, and under products, we go to the energy cleaner, the third thing down there. We've got what is the energy cleaner. We've got testimonials from current users, details of the 90-day money-back guarantee, further information on recommended methods of use of the energy cleaner. It's all right there. So you can educate yourself right there at my website. If you got a question or comment, you can give me a call about the energy cleaner. I'd be glad to give you a private consultation. My number is 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. I'd be glad to talk to you about how the energy cleaner works, what I do with the energy cleaner. I have three energy cleaners that we make daily use of, Tom. We have one set up for the dogs and the doggy beds. We got one we set up for our bed in our cabin, and another one we use for travel and around the house as necessary, and out in the garden as necessary, too. I have a lot of neighbors who have gardens, Tom, and ones that have made use of them in their gardens for seedlings, they've been shocked and amazed. Tomato plants are electrical beings just like human beings are, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they are, John. They really are. And I know people that have put this to use in their gardens and especially greenhouses where they have really increased the growth rate of the plants. They can control the conditions so much better in a greenhouse, and then they really take advantage of that energy signal that multiplies the growth rate. It's phenomenal, the production of vegetables that they get.
It is. And if you're doing it because you just want tasty food, that's helpful. If you're doing it because you want to make a living growing tasty fruits and vegetables, or if you're doing it because you love beautiful ornamentals and perhaps you enter competition for beautiful ornamental plants. All these things make great use of the energy cleaner, don't they, Tom?
Yeah, they really do. And, of course, I've talked before about the gentleman who enters, him and his wife grow flowers in exotic type of plants that they enter into fairs, county fairs and the state fairs. And they actually wanted me to not talk about that anymore. They didn't want their competitors catching on. But they have grown some roses. John, you wouldn't believe the size of the roses that they grew and have won some major awards because of that. And it was the energy cleaner that helped them do that.
That's right. That's right. Well, get your energy cleaner, get going with it, and get your life back. I say between the American adults who have symptoms from back pain, symptoms from arthritis, symptoms from not sleeping properly like they did as a child, we're probably talking 75% of the American adults in this country, aren't we, Tom?
Well, I would think so, yes. That's an accurate statement, John. It really is.
Well, and people are sometimes just putting up with it. They're sometimes taking pharmaceutical products that are prescription, pharmaceutical products that are over the counter. Those three things, long term, are not good. Putting up with it, prescription meds, over the counter meds. The energy cleaner is healthy, very cost effective, and will help you long term achieve your goal of having the most pain-free, productive, prosperous, fun-filled life that everybody wants to have, right, Tom?
Yes, it will. And, of course, we don't want to forget to mention if you're traveling, the energy cleaner really helps quite a bit with keeping you alert and refreshed so that you can continue on with your journey and not get worn out. It really does make a huge difference.
That's right. That's right. $285, shipping included, American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, it's a combination. Most people, I'm shipping a queen-size pad and energy cleaner today, Tom. It's a great combination. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And if you're a Doubting Thomas, I encourage it. I like to talk to Doubting Thomases. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And get started. We talk about energy cleaning procrastinators, Tom. I've been doing that for years. That's natural. That's expected. And the sooner you get past it, the sooner you get your life back. Right, Tom? Hello, Tom. Did we lose Tom? Tom, are you there? Well, it looks like we've lost Tom temporarily. I guess I'm still on the air. I don't even know. Nobody's telling me. Okay, I'm on the air. Good. Tom will get back with us. I don't know. I think he's traveling, and he might be in a area with marginal coverage, which they do exist. Out in my neighborhood, your cell phones are not going to work. We know that parts of the neighborhood where cell phones work. They're that's just part of living deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. We have a
I'm
postcard.
Here, John.
Okay, you're back. We got a postcard drawing today. I'm going to reach into the envelope and pull out a postcard. We got Paul in Midwest City, Oklahoma. Area code 405. Paul, I'll be in touch with you today, letting you know that you can get an energy cleaner for $215, and Republic Broadcasting is $200 of that money, and you can get a mattress pad for 10% off. So, Paul, congratulations. If you want to participate, ladies and gentlemen, this is sponsored by Tom Berryhill personally, a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting, and a great way to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. So get those postcards into me. We'll have a drawing 2 weeks from today. Well, Tom, springtime, and we talk about using an energy cleaner for these plants. Let's give people a brief rundown on how they do that properly and while protecting the energy cleaner from any harm.
Okay, well, if you're applying the energy cleaner signal in a garden, it's quite simple. Get some. Go to any farm supply store. Get some fence posts and a large roll of chicken wire. And then you want to get some electric fence insulators as well. Maybe some nylon cord, some thin nylon cord to string all this up. But you use the put the fence posts in the corners and as needed to support the chicken wire over the garden bed. And then you insulate that chicken wire from those fence posts with the insulators, the electric fence insulators, and you want to suspend this maybe a few inches over the plants. You'll have to raise it as the plants grow, so you'll have to make it easy enough to raise that chicken wire grid as the plants grow. And that's easily accomplished if you get the those T-posts that have a lot of holes punched in them. You can take advantage of those holes and move the chicken wire up as the plants grow. In a greenhouse, you just simply stretch some piece of wire through the, you want uninsulated wire, and that works the best, and you can stretch that through the plant media. If they're growing in troughs, just a single strand of electrical wire will work. I use stainless steel welding wire. That works quite well and won't corrode or anything like that. So you stretch that down through the plant bed, the media that they grow the plants in, and secure it at each end, and then clip the antenna, the wire from the energy cleaner onto that, and that will radiate that signal into that into the media that the plants are growing in. And as the nutrients are pumped through there from the greenhouse, the pump, they have a pump that supplies those plants with the nutrients that will keep that moist, and that wire stretched through there will radiate the signal through that moist media and to the plants. It works very, very well. Pretty simple to do.
Well, it's simple. It works. Once you see how good it is, you may want to get a second energy cleaner so you don't need to walk back and forth carrying that energy cleaner back and forth, because you're not going to want to give it up at night, will you, Tom?
No, you won't. And then you also need to put the energy cleaner in a plastic bag, maybe use a twist tie or something to tie it off where the wire comes out, just to keep moisture away from the energy cleaner. Keep it out of direct sunlight. Keep it shaded so it doesn't get too hot. And then it's ready to go. And it will run steady round the clock, 24/7.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that would be the way to do it. We got a break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 7th of March. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about our favorite product, the energy cleaner. And Jared from Texas has finished feeding his goats for this morning, and he wants to make a comment. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning. Good morning. I'm not through. I just come in the house to get away from the guineas and the roosters and the hollering milk nannies. But anyway, about this using this energy cleaner for plants, I grow fodder. Not a big bunch. It's just a little cobbled up operation I got. Right now I'm raising oats. I soak oats for about 8 to 12 hours, and then I move them over in a tray. It's a hydroponic system. I just wondered, I'm using plastic trays now, but I'm thinking about going to stainless steel. What I've got is a 4x4 4-panel grid that I set those on a shelving because of the size of the trays I'm using right now. If I insulate, put insulators between it and the shelf brackets or the shelving that I've got, and hook the energy cleaner to that, would that work? Am I making
Jerry,
sense?
As long as it's conductive, it will work. As long as it's not grounded, you don't want whatever you're using to distribute that signal, you don't want it grounded. And you want to make sure it's insulated above ground, and then connect the energy cleaner to it. That should work fine. It has to be something that's electrically conductive. And you can use your imagination for that. We use for gardens, chicken wire seems to be the most inexpensive and best way to do it. In a hydroponic setup, you can use a single wire stretched through the plant beds. That works great. And
right.
Connect that to the energy cleaner.
Okay, I'm using trays, and it would have to be underneath those trays. And right now, like I said, I'm using it's a plastic. Matter of fact, it's rectangle buckets I cut the bottoms out of. But I used to be able to get it at Walmart and Sam's, which they quit using those buckets, of course. But would that signal radiate from the metal that it's laying on, that's connected through that...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. That would work fine. You could use something as thin as aluminum foil, even, or just a metal shelf. I think Tim Spencer just used metal shelves or a metal table, and that worked fine. But if you use a metal table, set it on some sort of blocks or something that would insulate it from the ground if it's outside. If it's in the house or your barn or something, that doesn't matter too much. But you do want to keep it off of the ground if it's metal.
Jerry, thank you for your call. Tom, thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.
Okay. We've got a top of the hour break. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.